Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB. This is Bob Connell. Thanks so much for joining us for a special open mic program. We do have Dr. Leslie Milton. She is a pediatric dentist, and thanks so much for taking time and talking with us about a new clinic that you opened. But it really kind of stems from a conversation that I had with you in your office about pediatric dentistry is something that's very important, keeping the trauma from a child that can last a lifetime, such as my lifetime. You know, so tell us how you came about this.
I realized the passion when I went on a mission trip to Ecuador for a week. We saw about 400 kids in Ecuador. It was just a really humbling experience to see the adults bring their kids for miles and miles and put the kids first for their dental care. You know, when I got back to the States, it was just a humbling experience and a realization that kids, you know, do need a children's specialist or a pediatric dentist. Prevent them from having any trauma over their lifetime.
As a pediatric dentist, you realize the child is different than an adult, and it's all about the experience.
Yes. It's really important, you know, the first visit that they come in to have a minimum traumatic experience. We want them to have a good time, be smiling, and that will last their lifetime versus if they come in and, you know, have a traumatic experience.
Which you probably have seen in your career starting and going, it can happen. I mean, it's a very scary moment for a child because that's the first experience they really actually have with the medical community. But when you walk into your clinic here and you go back there, it really feels like going into Sesame Street. It feels like a child. I mean, you really do feel like it.
Yes. So we did the office. We renovated from 1970, 1980s. We now have, you know, really bright colors, just a cool, calm, fun, energizing experience in the back. And when you open the door, not like dentist offices back when it's small little rooms, this is wide open and just a fun experience. And we've got TVs above the ceilings for the kids to watch their favorite shows while they're getting their teeth fixed.
This has been a family project. I mean, this is a family affair that you guys that pulled this whole thing together, which has been a lot of fun.
Yes. So my mom, she supported me all the way. My dad actually did all the construction. It took him about 3 months to do the renovations and construction on the building for what I'll always be grateful for. And then my brother actually is the office manager and works every day with us here at Tooth Be Told. So definitely a family-oriented business.
Now, something else is in your profession, you are working with White River Medical Center because there's some children that are so young that they can't sit in a chair and there's no trauma is going to happen here because you have privileges with White River Medical Center. Explain that.
Yes. So there are, if you can imagine, a two-year-old that has 20 cavities. Getting that two-year-old to stay in the chair for dental appointments is quite challenging. So we're really grateful that White River has provided us the privileges to take this child and have all their dental work done at one time and to avoid those traumatic experiences over their lifetime.
And you actually came back home because Lyon College was part of your college experience.
Yes, did my undergraduate study here at Lyon. You know, I always knew I wanted to be back in the Batesville area. You know, here I am. And also, another fun fact, my dental hygienist that works with me, she also went to Lyon with me, and she's from Missouri, so Batesville drew her back as well.
Now, what about the scheduling? How does a person schedule an appointment with your office?
You can always just give us a call at 870-262-8118, get you scheduled, get your kid in for an appointment.
Now, you have many that are already scheduled for the hospital part because of the trauma, trying to stay away from that. As you said, a child 2 years old with 20 cavities. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is very traumatic, and that sounds like a lot of work. But person that feels that this is more than their dentist can do, they can contact your office as well.
Absolutely. And we can definitely get them in to be seen at the hospital. Previously, before, you know, we were here, kids were having to be seen at the hospital in Jonesboro, Conway, Searcy, and you can imagine having to take off work for a full day and having to travel and have a kid, you know, have a procedure far away from home. It's just good to have something available here to this community.
And they don't have to go directly to the hospital, come to the clinic, and you'll check them out here. That's part of the process as well.
Yes. Initially, we'll do a consultation just to meet the child and kind of see what the child's needs are. And then we'll talk about different options for the child and decide on what's best for the child.
I love your mission where you're taking the trauma away from the kids, because I guess I was one of those traumatized children when I was about 4 or 5. So this is a very important part of a child's upbringing.
Yes, absolutely. It can make a lasting impression for sure for the first visit.
Thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.